Okay, October the 20th.
Hey, missing everybody but me, as far as the up here goes. All right, so I'm going to do the best I can. First thing we usually do is the financial part, and Dwayne called me, told me that nothing's changed. So what you see before you now is still current, okay? So we'll just go on with that. We got two big issues, as you probably got the email that I sent out. We got two big issues we need to cover today, and hopefully we can get something done with that. The first issue, might as well jump right into it. We'll go over this old business later. First thing is we need to fill the presidential position. Okay. Wayne's been doing the best he can, but you know he can only do so much, and we really need to try to fill that position, the presidential position. And so we need a nomination, an official nomination for president. First off, let me ask, is anybody here would like to do it? And I got a hand. Your name is Sarah, right? Okay. Well, Sarah, I doubt there's going to be too many people volunteer, I'll be honest with you. But if there's any other volunteers, now's the time to stand up. Raise your hand. Okay. Well, let's have a vote. All those in favor of Sarah Floyd, right?
You accept the nomination. Related votes. I vote that the secretary makes cast one vote and she's accepted.
Okay, so be it. We got a new president.
Unanimously.
Unanimous. Yes.
How old are you?
How old?
15.
She ain't 15. 15 what? Decades? You ain't no 15. I would have never guessed you were 15. I don't think it does matter. It's not in our bylaws. Age is not in our bylaws.
It's not a problem. I will tell you this. The reason I didn't say anything is I won't hear about half the time. But I will help you as much as I can. All you need to do is call me. I know lots of people at National in Oshkosh, and I'll help as much as I can. But not only that kind of thing, or any other thing that's going on, or if I'm here, like next time, I'm here.
At 15, that might be the first.
It might be.
I think it's the youngest, but the 17-year-old, and she was nominated a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it may be a first. Okay, I consider that a done deal, okay? I don't think it's an issue, and I think that it's great, because most of us are a little older than 15, and
a few times,
and I'll guarantee you, we probably forgot what it's like to even have the energy of a 15-year-old,
with everybody helping, it should be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And besides that, some of us don't have technical abilities as far as computers and email and this kind of stuff. And I got to tell you, to be an officer in an association like this, you have to know how to communicate. And I don't mean by voice. I mean by emails and websites and Facebooks and the things that young people know how to do, you got to do that, okay? Some of us don't have that ability, and that's a hindrance. Okay, so it'll work out, because everybody here can help in some way, you know, and you're only a few electrons away, so, okay? Anyhow, the second position is my position that I currently hold, secretary, but I hold two right now. I hold secretary and webmaster. I have volunteered to continue as webmaster if you want. Although somebody that does secretary might want to do both, and that's fine too. If they do and they're looking for a place that's free to host the website, I'll host the website. My company will host the website for free. So there'll be no cost associated either way. But we really need somebody. I've been doing it like 5 years now. And I only volunteered for it because I was retired. And then I had to get unretired. All right? And it's unbelievably hard on me right now. So I need somebody, retired or otherwise, that is willing to jump in there and hold this position. And I will assist in any way possible. But anyhow, I'm looking for a volunteer. It can be somebody whose name starts in Larry.
Well, here again, my biggest problem is I don't hear about it after time. So to commit to that, I really can't do that.
Yeah, and see that is an issue.
Right at this point in time, I have parents that are almost 90 years old, and I have to run back up to New York State every other month and help out with them. Because we're trying to keep them home as long as we can. But at some point, that's what happened. But that's my ordeal.
Okay, we still got to have somebody. It could be, let's see, I'm gonna pull some names out. Do we have any Jessies around here?
I'll be willing to do anything that I can to fill that role if that helps the organization as a whole.
All right. Well, the only thing is you got to attend the meetings. I don't think you have an issue with that. You're here more than I am, I think.
I've had one or two of late that I've been out of town for.
But nothing major.
For the most part, mine are come here.
Yep. So you're...
I'm willing.
You volunteering?
I'll volunteer.
Do we have anybody else would like to volunteer? Just, I got to say that.
I
don't see...
I'm willing to close that position.
I say we nominate... your last name's Hyman, right?
Hyman.
Jesse Hyman. I say we vote on that.
All in favor.
I consider it unanimous.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a new secretary. Well, let me ask you: do you want to do the webmaster part, or do you not? It's totally up to you. I'm not trying to sway anything one way or the other.
We should talk about it as far as what kind of time we get, one way or the other, between tools.
Well, if you'd like, I'll continue until such time as you'd like to make that decision. Because there's not really anything to do as far as a day-to-day basis. Yeah. Okay. Good deal. Then we'll do that. That is a big burden off of me, folks. I'm gonna tell you right now. Okay. All right. Let's move on. The next biggest thing I think is the cookout coming up. The fly-in. And let's see. There's some positions that we're going to have to fill. I'm hoping that Gene Baker, for those that don't know, Gene Baker and John Matthews, they own a business down in Georgetown. And Gene Baker's been the cook for the last several years, and he used to own a chain of barbecue restaurants, and he knows how to cook barbecue. Okay, the guy is good. And he's been doing ours for free. I mean, we've been buying the meat. The last time we didn't even paid him yet for a year ago. Okay, but he owns a glass business now. He sold that barbecue place out. But anyhow, he's been doing the barbecue. He just come out of the hospital. He had some kind of kidney infection or kidney something. I don't know exactly what it was. I'm hearing this third party, but I'm hoping he's still going to be able to. To cook, but
need a backup.
It may come to that. It may come to it. Now, I do have his. He was kind enough. I mean, I didn't believe in this, but he gave me his recipe. Okay, for his barbecue sauce, and it's unbelievable. I duplicated it, and it's amazing. And
what's the date for it?
What's the what?
The date.
November the 3rd. It's always the first Saturday of November. Always.
There's a big deal down in Georgetown that day.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people going to be down there.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I talked to John yesterday, John Matthews. When you see Gene Baker, you usually always see John Matthews. They're just always together. Okay? They're buddies. And I talked to John yesterday, but he wasn't sure whether he was going to be able to do this or not, plus or minus. He didn't know. Okay. That's the big thing we got to find out, is whether he's going to be able to cook. Of course, the next things we need is servers. And I also tell you that John Matthew said that we really should get away from doing the all you care to eat thing. If you remember back, for the folks that's been here a long time, when we had this at Green Sea, we didn't have all you could eat. We would serve the individual portions, and that was it. That's what you know. But it was a healthy portion, but it was what you got. You didn't come back. And then when Gene Baker started doing it a few years ago, he said, no, I'll do it, but it's got to be all you care to eat, right? Well, what they have noticed is that the people are mistreating that. The customers, if you will, are mistreating that. Yeah.
What I would do is I would have one server serving barbecue.
That's exactly what John said that they think they want to do this year. Is that go ahead and give them as much as you want. But it's the people that come back and fill their plates, you know, heaping with the barbecue meat, and then walk off and leave. And stuff like that, you know. Or we had one person, no, two people, that filled their plate up and set it on the ground and let their dog eat it. And I'm all for dogs. I love them. But come on now. That's not right, you know.
People will take advantage or whatever. I'll tell you
this. Right.
We've had pancake breakfast up in the chapter up north for ever. Well, we had a deal where if you flew in, you got a free breakfast. We had fellows who would fly in, two guys to an airplane, and so one guy would say, well, I'm flying in, and he's flying home. No. What's for a no.
What we always have done is we have people that show up here about 7:30 or 8:30, that range, you know, early morning. The serving of the food doesn't usually start till about 11:30, and that's what we put on our flyers and things. Okay, is 11:30, but you know that's plus or minus. You know, it might, if everything's done and ready and there's people, it might be 11. You know.
Two Saturdays.
Yeah, we're close. Now, I tell you, Dwayne, our treasurer, he always buys the food and takes care of whatever we need, like, you know, the bread and all that kind of stuff. And we know what that is, and he's going to take care of that, okay? But we also have other people that usually volunteers to make things. For instance, my wife usually makes potato salad, okay? And I volunteer her again this time, okay? And then we have other people that volunteers for certain other things. We're going to need things like that morning. We're going to need ice. Dwayne can probably take care of that, okay? You know, because you got to do it that morning, obviously. Usually we do the bread at the same time because that way it's fresh, okay? But then there's other things like desserts. You know, if some of the chapter members can volunteer for some desserts, maybe a cake or, you know, some fudge or, you know, those kinds of things. You know, that'd be great. You know? Dwayne takes care of the drinks. We've done it enough now that we pretty much know what we do. But we will need people to serve. And we'll probably need extra people this time. We have that little room off the hangar. Oh, and by the way, Doug called before the meeting. And he said he'd have everything set up in the hangar ready. The only thing is he'd have his guys come in at 9 o'clock Saturday morning to open the doors, pull the airplanes out, because we can't do anything with the airplanes in there. So they'll pull the airplanes out and set up the tables and stuff that morning at 9 o'clock, which is plenty early, okay, for tables. Okay. So he's got that angle covered. He got the ice chest and stuff there. He said, we just need to bring some ice. We're going to need probably two or three people to help marshal airplanes. Am I forgetting anything? Larry, you usually do the radio, right? You want to... Okay. I mean, here at this airport, you probably don't need to, but...
You can tell Dwayne, if you want to, that if he needs help, to call me and give me my phone number, my cell phone number.
Yeah.
And he can call me.
You are on the list, right?
I should be.
Okay. Let me see here.
After a few days after that, I'm leaving to go back up north. I'm glad I'm going to be here for this.
Okay. Yeah, you're on.
I'm helping with whatever it needs.
Okay. Anyhow, do we have any more input on the fly-in? Anything that we forgot about? Anything we should tell somebody else about? He's got that. He's got that already set up. Dwayne, he keeps the banners and things, you know, for our EAA stuff. He keeps that and the flyers and things that we get from EAA headquarters. He has all that. And
are we going to have any involvement by the Civil Air Patrol kids?
Yes. That's what he calls his boys.
Okay.
And they're going to be the ones that are doing various things, but opening the doors that morning and pulling the airplanes. This guy's going to pull the airplanes out, I guess. But then they're going to set up the tables and stuff. The CAF guys.
The cadets are going to be in Charleston for a Citadel event.
Really?
I don't know. He may have to go over with that, but...
Yeah, he didn't say anything about that. He said the tables would be set up towards the rear of the hangar. I took notes. Mm-hmm. He said the tables would be set up towards the rear of the hangar behind the airplanes. Would be just stored there. And then once the airplanes are moved out, that his boys, that's what he always talks about, that his boys would put the tables out and set the chairs out and all that kind of stuff. All right. Anyhow. Okay. I don't know of anything else we need to deal with. What's your emails, in case we forgot something?
2 weeks ago, Wayne,
uh-huh.
Wayne's son and myself went to Canada. They had 115 aircraft, one helicopter, and a MetLife blimp. And they didn't serve anything.
Uh-huh.
They did have one shirt tail vendor selling hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
That was it.
Yeah.
Is that the breakfast club?
Well, that's not Triple Tree. Right?
That's Canada, Woodward Field.
Huh.
It's where Bill Lutt resides now.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Well, they just had breakfast there, didn't they? Or they were supposed to.
Well, of course, the reason we do this, you know, once a year, is for funding for our projects. In the past, we had a definite expense every month. And so by the end of the year, by the time we pay our insurance and pay our EAA national dues and everything, we'd be broke. I mean, we'd be down to like $50. Okay? Well, since we moved here, our expenses went to, you know, all of zero. Okay? So we actually have more money in the bank than we've ever had, really, especially at the end of the year. But anyhow, this...
The fly-in did not provide anything.
Right.
They parked the planes, they went and walked around, did the fly-in show.
Yeah.
Say, buy a hot dog if you wanted to.
Right.
And everybody went home.
Yeah. Well, I think the way that we have traditionally done it, now the last one was including Conway, and I wasn't impressed with the whole... You know, it's like we lost control type thing. I mean, I love these guys and everything, but I like it when we're in control of the fly-in. And you know, like you, Larry, when you're trying to do the stuff, the radios and the marshaling and things last time, and they're telling you where you can do it, can't do it, and this, that, and the other, and it's a whole different ball game when you got bureaucracy involved. But anyhow. Part of the price for paying for being here, and it's free, I guess. All right, what else? I need to go over these flyers. We need to decide what we're going to do. These are what I send out. These are them postcards. I guess everybody here, most everybody here, gets them every year before the fly-in. I'm going to have to send them out right away. These are expensive. Okay, there's 601 of these goes out right here. You see they're very, very colorful. And what that means, it costs a lot of money to make these. Okay?
Do you have a special printing company that does it?
No, no. I've been doing it myself, and I've been absorbing the cost, but I can't afford to do that anymore. This takes two toner cartridges to do. Right. Okay? It cost, at wholesale, my cost, $414 per set. Okay? That's the money I've been spending out of my pocket. I can't afford to do that no more. Okay?
Can I make a suggestion?
Okay. Suggestions are always welcome.
Professional printing company that I use up in Little River.
As long as they can do it quickly.
Well, they typically can.
Yeah.
It's called Printing by Design.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you the phone number, or I can give you whatever. You could email that to them and you get a quick quote.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Could you send me an email and then I'll take care of it. I'm an email guy, okay?
Yep.
I do that more than telephone. If you email me, I'm usually right on top of it, okay?
Maybe I'm pretty sure it's not. I couldn't get over how reasonable it
is. And these goes to, there's 601 of them. They go to all the EAA members. This is members now, okay? In the North Carolina, actually it's a radius of about 100 miles. It covers most of North Carolina, most of South Carolina, a little bit of Tennessee, a little bit of Virginia. You know, it's a radius, right? I get these directly from EAA, okay? And all they give me is addresses. They won't give you emails. I've tried and tried and tried. Emails I could do free, but they will not give them to you.
Is there room to put on air, please respond by email and then collect them?
Well, possibly. I've never tried that, but...
Try an RSVP type thing. Mm-hmm. 100,
that's 100 going to go. Yeah. We could possibly, we're very limited on what we put on there, but we could possibly change that. It's not a bad idea. These, we don't send out those 52 of them. Okay, and this is a trifold. It's not folded yet, but it's a trifold. Okay? This goes out to the presidents and the vice presidents within that same radius. Okay? Again, provided by the EAA. This is something I prepared to go on bulletin boards and just to put on business doors and things. Go to airports around the surrounding area, things like that. Okay. Anyhow, that total combination right here, it cost me, like I said, two sets of toner cartridges. There is an alternative. I do have the ability to redo the toner cartridges, refill them. And that's way cheaper. It's $135 per set versus $400 per set. Okay? Anyhow, so we can do it to try to save some money, but I just can't do it for free this year. And that's, things are a little bit tight. Okay? And that'd be great. You send me that and I'll do that. And it's all electronic. Everything's done. These are on pub files, okay? Microsoft Publisher. So, I can send them to anybody. Anybody can do them. All the legwork's been done. These things are merge files. She probably has no problem understanding what a merge file is, but most people don't know. It's where you take a list of however many, one or a thousand, email addresses, not email addresses, physical addresses, and you merge it in with a document so that every time you print one document, you get one address, and the next document has the next address and so on, okay? And all that work's been done. Everything's been made, created, and it's ready. And so that printer would need to do the same thing. They need to know how to do that. Usually when you deal with printer companies, they want to print 1,000 copies of the same thing. Well, this is 1,000 different copies, and that may be a problem, but we'll check. Okay. But you'd have to send them 601 PDFs for this one. And actually, that's not true. See, these are postcards. And what I do is I buy postcard stock at Sam's Club. And it's like perforated into four sections. And so when I put it into the laser printer, the software knows there's four on a page. So it prints all four on that one page. It automatically... turns the page over, the printer does, turns the page over and prints the addresses and stuff on the back, you know. And so when it comes out of the printer, it's done. And anyhow, it takes it's a lot of printing. That right, to print 601 of these takes me about a day and a half, okay, to print. That's constant printing because it's an amazing amount of effort to do that, okay?
Well, I found out, we used to put on a forum up north for RV builders, okay? And we had, at one time, we had 1,600 mailers that I had to mail out.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost of printing the stuff plus the postage was right around $600 or $700.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, the last 2 years that we asked for a RSVP,
mm-hmm.
finally what I did the last couple of years, I asked people, well, how did you find out about this?
Mm-hmm.
And it was only like 2% of the people knew about it from the mailing.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, we're not doing that anymore.
Well, what we found out...
I was able to because they were RV builders.
Yeah.
Fans could give me all their names, addresses, phone numbers, emails and all that, so we just started emailing them. So.
Well, what we got is we got an issue with EAA. Our problem's with EAA. They live in yesterday instead of today, because we need those email addresses to save us a tremendous amount of effort and time. Or, if they won't give us the email addresses, let us send the document to them and they send it out. I'm not trying to spam nobody, okay? But
particularly if you're an EAA chapter, you can prove that they can, you know, however, I don't know whether they feel that there's some kind of a liability by giving somebody else.
I don't know what it is, but I'll tell you one thing. They are adamant. I have called every year, excluding this year because I've given up, but I've called every year to see if maybe the attitude's changed up there, and that so far they have not changed.
I suspect it.
Our new press will take care of that.
Maybe.
No, I don't think so. He has teams also. There's one person that I've worked with for the last 20 years that still works there.
Okay. Let's move on. If there's any other issues with that beyond today, if you think about it, you know, email me or Jesse. And/or Jesse, because there's going to be a little transition here. We'll work together for, you know, until we can get. And I got a lot of information to get to you and give you. All this stuff is already done. Okay, I'll give you all of it that's been done for years past because I keep records of everything.
Okay, what you could do, just thinking, is the ones that you sent to the chapter presidents. You could ask the chapter presidents to send you the email of their members.
Yeah.
Yes,
I do that.
We
do. And you were talking about the response rate. We used to when we were at Greensea, you know, it would be maybe 30 or 40 airplanes land, and we always had somebody to meet the people at the airplanes. And a lot of times they had these cards in their hand when they got out of the airplane. I mean, if we did not send these cards out, we would have not had the response that we did.
The way to get them to find out is say, okay, if you bring that, we'll give you 50 cents off or a dollar off or whatever. It would be a good way to find out.
That's a good idea. Anyhow, well, that's good. We've got some good things maybe to do out of that. All right. Let me go down through this list here and see if there's anything I forgot about. I know Wayne talked about last time that changing the procedures of these meetings so they're not so dry. You know, to me, my opinion, that'd be a major goal, is to change this so we do something.
I have several ideas. I can listen for you if you want it, but I have ideas and things that I can do.
That'd be great. That's exactly what we need. Okay? But let's do that. At the next meeting. And the reason is because I want these two guys that are missing to be able to hear that first person. You know what I'm saying? And you remember Bill Hutt? You remember him? Bill Hutt was, I mean, we've had some great guys be president, But in my opinion, Bill, it was one of the best. And the reason is because he didn't just work the day of the meeting. You know, he all throughout that month, he was doing things. He was out meeting people and talking to chapter. And, you know, he was really working for us. I don't mean to say he's working 8 hours a day or nothing like that, but he worked during the month. And anyhow, if we had a president that was, you know, that good or better, that would be excellent. I mean, excellent. My son-in-law, I convinced him to come here. He come twice. He sat here. The second time he sat here with his cell phone playing games, because that's, you know, these meetings that we hold, they're not for the average person. And so anyhow, and that's what this entry here about Triple T Tree was talking about, is that they're talking about changing the meetings, the formats, and what we do, and getting rid of the financial reports and all that, because the officers should be able to do that on their own, some other meeting, not the general meeting. Okay, you know, the general meeting be an event, something to do. Like probably what you have wrote down and you're going to talk about. Probably the same thing. Anyhow, that's all that means. And then, I want to report back that the domain name now is bought for 5 years. I went ahead and bought it. Okay? So we're clear for a long time. We'll save a little extra money, because I guarantee you in 5 years from now, instead of being $12 that I just paid, it's probably going to be $30. Okay? So I was going to buy it for $10, but they wouldn't let me. Five was the max this particular company would allow. So I had to do five. So anyhow, I had an issue with the login. And hopefully everybody will try, if you can remember, to try to log in to our private area on our website, eaa1167.org. It's on here, okay, the URL. I had an issue, I'm pretty sure, where it wasn't allowing people to log in. It should now. Okay, the login name is EAA1167. I think we can remember that. The password is EAA1167-2010, 2 years ago. And I just haven't changed it since 2010. That's why it's there. So there's nothing there real hard to remember, but except for no spaces, all lowercase. Okay, the machine is run on a Linux box. Linux is case sensitive. So if you type an uppercase, it ain't going to work. Okay? All right. The rest of this, I think, is... I don't see anything else to take care of. Do you have any new business? Well, that is excellent. I say... We're 10 minutes over, even though we had a good briefing.
We had elections.
Yeah. We had a good briefing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It worked out.
So I consider it an absolute total success. Anybody have anything else before we adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All right. Done deal. Thank you very much.